I'm more interested in this little house here because it's connected with possibly, people often ask, you know, what is the most significant invention, you know, in the world, in history? And people can come up with all kinds of ideas, like the internal combustion engine or the computer or jet travel or whatever. But I'm prepared to put a small amount of money that what took place in this spot that we're in here was the most significant advance in technology that the world has ever seen. Not the invention of the steam engine, but the development of what had already been there into a machine that could power industry. In other words, the creation of what was called a separate condenser by the engineer James Watt, whose cottage or workshop this was. He came from Greenock and he worked in the University of Glasgow, not as a teacher, but as a technician who made models for these professors to demonstrate. And he was making the model of a new Coman or a beam engine, a great enormous big contraption that was used steam to pump water out of the pits. And he was examining the model and he thought this could be improved dramatically by a little bit of ingenuity. And he worked on the model, and news of this development passed very quickly through the academic and industrial community. And the man who was living in the house at this time in the 1760s will be known to many of you. His name was Dr. John Roebuck. Dr. Roebuck was one of the founding partners of Carron Ironworks in 1759, the greatest and biggest iron foundry in the world. And in those days, even though you were a partner in one company, you could set up your own small company to supply the first company with stuff, coal in this case. So Dr. Roebuck came down here, he purchased Kinneil Colliery, and he started selling the coal back to Carron. So it was a little personal additional venture for him. Unfortunately, the coal in Kinneil is deep. It was deep mine and flooding all the time, and the big Newcomen engines simply were not powerful enough to keep the pits dry. And he heard about Watt and he invited him to come here, and they built this workshop so that James Watt could try to develop this separate condenser. And he did produce a prototype here, with the building work being done down at Carron. But unfortunately, the engineers at Carron Works at this particular time were simply not skilled enough to make a machine with the right tolerances to do the job properly. In other words, the cylinders were too leaky, so they couldn't get the right pressures, etc. Eventually, although Roebuck owned the patent along with Watt, he was so embarrassed for money that he sold his share of the patent. And a few years later, James Watt, who was scunnered with the failure, had been away doing some surveying work elsewhere. I don't think he came back in the 1770s. He just headed off down to Birmingham. And so the great final breakthrough, the manufacture of the first successful engine, was done at the Soho Works of Matthew Boulton. And the Boulton and Watt engine then completely swept the world and gave the Industrial Revolution an enormous kick forward. So the Industrial Revolution, to a large extent, started with Carron Ironworks, the huge integrated iron foundry, and ended up with the wonderful breakthrough by James Watt on this very spot. You know that chap who used to do the science programs, he used to cycle about in a bike, what was his name? He wore...
Davis.
Hart Davis, yeah. He was here demonstrating one of the television programs. You know how he demonstrated things by bits of rubber tube and all that sort of stuff? Well, he had tables laid out here, and he had a kettle with steam and a grill ring and everything else, and he demonstrated how this separate condenser worked and how it improved the efficiency of the engine. That was one of the early things that caught my attention about Kinneil and the story of James Watt, which I was familiar with, but to be honest, I hadn't been down and had a look through. It's a wee tiny place, you know.